decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. Good to have you with us here. It is Tuesday, March 23rd, and this is Squirrel Chatter, a podcast that is dedicated primarily to the public reading of scriptures, and then secondarily to my ideas on various topics. And today's episode is pre-recorded. It's pre-recorded because I'm off driving a bus. I am driving the Superior High School history class trip to the Spokane Airport for their long-delayed trip to Europe, delayed due to COVID and all the travel restrictions that have finally been lifted. So they are going on a history trip to Europe, and I will be bringing an empty bus back from Spokane, but I'm going to get them over to the airport and see them on their way. So that's where I am this morning, and that's why this episode is pre-recorded. Just want to remind you that Squirrel Chatter is a proud member of the Christian Podcast Community. You can check out ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. There are all sorts of curated podcasts over there. I think there are over 50 podcasts currently, and more being added all the time. It is an ever-growing network. And all of the podcasts you find over there are going to be doctrinally sound and well worth your time. So you're sure to be able to find something that's going to fill your interests, edify you, and help you out as you move forward in that direction. If you're looking for a podcast to listen to and you need something for your earbuds, and I'm switching headphones real quick because I had the full headphones on because I was using them during class. Just finished my evening's classes for GBTS. On Tuesday evenings, it's Christology with Dr. Owen Strand, and that was tonight. And now I'm doing the podcast, and I did not change headphones. So I can't talk to you with both ears covered. For some reason, it just messes me up. I need to hear my natural voice. So when I'm talking, I like just using an earbud because then I can just stick it in one ear. And if you watch the live cast that I do when I'm live, you've seen that on the video. All right. Well, today's scriptures are Deuteronomy 15 through 18, Psalm 115, and Luke 9, as we continue to read our entire way through the Legacy Standard Bible this year. We are in the middle of week 12. Wow. Just moving right along. That means there's 40 weeks left after this week. So we will have completed 12 weeks of Bible reading by the end of this week. So that's exciting. We'll be back live again tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be Theology Thursday as we're looking at Chapter 4 of the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith. I encourage you to be there for that. Always a fun day. Thursdays run long, as you know, because there's usually a lot to cover. But I'm looking forward to that. And I want to let you know that, once again, Friday's going to be pre-recorded because I have jury duty. The only thing that might scrap that would be if they did indeed settle before going to trial. But if they don't, I have to be at the courthouse about the same time I would normally be live streaming. And I don't think they would like me doing my live stream from the middle of the courthouse. I imagine most judges don't look fondly upon people doing live streams from the courtroom. So I'll be pre-recording Friday as well. All right, well, let's get into our prayer of confession from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer. But first, this sound is going to be a can of Fresca opening. Oh, yeah. It is, of course, the drink of Reformed people these days. And that has to be one of the funniest moments ever from John MacArthur, when he looked straight out at the congregation and said, "I want my Fresca." And my understanding is that cases of fresco were sent both to Grace Church and to Grace to You. I was actually surprised that they didn't hand out cans of fresco at Shepherd's Conference, because they probably got a lot of it in the back room, but maybe they just said, nope, this is John's, we're saving it for him. So if that's the case. All right, let's get into our prayer of confession from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now the prayer for the reading of the word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, and now Deuteronomy chapter 15. And again, we are reading from the Legacy Standard Bible. At the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a remission of debts. And this is the manner of remission. Every creditor shall release what he has loaned to his neighbor. He shall not exact it of his neighbor and his brother, because the remission from Yahweh has been proclaimed. From a foreigner you may exact it, but your hand shall release whatever of yours is with your brother. However, there will be no needy one among you, since Yahweh will surely bless you in the land which Yahweh your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess. If only you listen obediently to the voice of Yahweh your God, to be careful to do all this commandment, which I am commanding you today. For Yahweh your God will bless you as he has promised you, and you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow, and you will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If there is a needy one among you, one of your brothers, in any of your gates of your towns and in your land which Yahweh your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart nor close your hand from your needy brother, but you shall freely open your hand to him and shall generously lend him sufficient for his need in whatever he lacks. Beware lest there be a vile thought in your heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of the remission of debts, is near, and your eye is hostile toward your needy brother, and you give him nothing, that he may cry to Yahweh against you, and it will be a sin in you. You shall generously give to him, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing Yahweh your God will bless you in all your work, and in all that you send forth your hand to do. For the needy will never cease to be in the land. Therefore I am commanding you, saying, you shall freely open your hand to your brother, to your afflicted and needy in your land. If your brother, a Hebrew man or a woman, is sold to you, then he shall serve you 6 years. But in the seventh year you shall let him go to be free from you. When you let him go to be free from you, you shall not let him go empty-handed. You shall furnish him generously from your flocks and from your threshing floor and from your wine vat. You shall give to him as Yahweh your God has blessed you. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your God redeemed you. Therefore I am commanding you this day, and it will be that if he says to you, I will not go out from you, because he loves you and your household, since he fares well with you, then you shall take an awl and pierce it through his ear into the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also you shall do likewise to your maidservant. It shall not seem hard in your sight when you let him go to be free from you, for he has given you 6 years with double the service of a hired man. So Yahweh your God will bless you in whatever you do. You shall set apart as holy to Yahweh your God all the firstborn males that are born of your herd and of your flock. And you shall not work with the firstborn of your herd, nor shear the firstborn of your flock. You and your household shall eat it every year before Yahweh your God in the place which Yahweh chooses. But if it has any defect, such as lameness or blindness or any serious defect, you shall not sacrifice it to Yahweh your God. You shall eat it within your gates. The unclean and the clean alike may eat it, as a gazelle or a deer. Only you shall not eat its blood. You are to pour it out on the ground like water. Chapter 16. Keep the month of Abib, and celebrate the Passover to Yahweh your God. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh your God brought you out of Egypt by night. And you shall sacrifice the Passover to Yahweh your God, from the flock and the herd, in the place where Yahweh chooses for his name to dwell. You shall not eat leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat with it unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, for you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, so that you may remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. For 7 days no leaven shall be seen with you in all your territory, and none of the flesh which you sacrifice on the evening of the first day shall remain overnight until morning. You are not allowed to sacrifice the Passover in any of your gates of the town which Yahweh your God is giving you. But at the place where Yahweh your God chooses for his name to dwell, there you shall sacrifice the Passover, in the evening, at sunset, at the appointed time that you came out of Egypt. And you shall cook it and eat it in the place which Yahweh your God chooses. In the morning you are to return to your tents. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread. And on the seventh day there shall be a solemn assembly to Yahweh your God. You shall do no work on it. You shall count 7 weeks for yourself, and you shall begin to count 7 weeks from the time you began to put the sickle to the standing grain. Then you shall celebrate the Feast of Weeks to Yahweh your God with a tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give just as Yahweh your God blesses you. And you shall be glad before Yahweh your God, you and your son and your daughter and your male and female slaves, and the Levite who is within your gates, and the sojourner and the orphan, and the widow who are in your midst, in the place where Yahweh your God chooses for his name to dwell. And you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you shall be careful to observe these statutes. You shall celebrate the Feast of Booths 7 days after you have gathered in from your threshing floor and your wine vat. And you shall be glad in your feast, you and your son and your daughter, and your male and female slaves, and the Levite, and the sojourner, and the orphan, and the widow who are within your gates. 7 days you shall celebrate a feast to Yahweh your God in the place which Yahweh chooses, because Yahweh your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you will be altogether glad. 3 times in a year all your males shall appear before Yahweh your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Booths, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yahweh your God which he has given you. You shall appoint for yourself judges and officers in all your gates of the towns which Yahweh your God is giving you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. You shall not distort justice, you shall not be partial, and you shall not take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and perverts the words of the generous. Righteousness, righteousness, you shall pursue, that you may live and possess the land which Yahweh your God is giving you. You shall not plant for yourselves an Asherah of any kind of tree beside the altar of Yahweh your God, which you shall make for yourself. And you shall not set up for yourself a sacred pillar which Yahweh your God hates. Chapter 17. You shall not sacrifice to Yahweh your God an ox or a sheep which has a defect or any blemish, for that is an abominable thing to Yahweh your God. If there is found in your midst, in any of the gates of the towns which Yahweh your God is giving you, a man or a woman who does what is evil in the sight of Yahweh your God by trespassing against his covenant, and has gone and served other gods and worshipped them, or the sun or the moon or any of the heavenly host, which I have not commanded, and if it is told to you and you have heard of it, then you shall inquire thoroughly. Behold, if it is true and the matter is confirmed that this abomination has been done in Israel, then you shall bring out that man or that woman who has done this evil deed to your gates, that is, the man or the woman, and you shall stone them, and they will die. On the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses, he who is to be died shall be put to death. He shall not be put to death on the mouth of one witness. The hand of the witnesses shall be the first against him to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. So you shall purge the evil from your midst. If any case is too difficult for you to judge, between one kind of homicide or another, between one kind of lawsuit or another, and between one kind of assault or another, being cases of dispute in your gates, then you shall arise and go up to the place which Yahweh your God chooses. So you shall come to the Levitical priest or the judge who is in office in those days, and you shall inquire of them, and they will declare to you the judgment in the case. And you shall do according to the terms of the judgment which they declare to you from that place which Yahweh chooses. And you shall be careful to do according to all that they teach you, according to the terms of the law which they teach you, and according to the judgment which they tell you, you shall do. You shall not turn aside from the word which they declare to you, to the right or to the left. And the man who acts presumptuously by not listening to the priest who stands there to minister to Yahweh your God, or to the judge, that man shall die. Thus you shall purge the evil from Israel. Then all the people will hear and be afraid, and will not act presumptuously again. When you enter the land which Yahweh your God gives you, and you possess it and live in it, and you say, I will set a king over me like all the nations who are around me, you shall surely set a king over you whom Yahweh your God chooses. One from among your brothers you shall set as king over yourselves. You may not put a foreigner over yourselves who is not your brother. Moreover, he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor shall he cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses. Yahweh has said to you, you shall never again return that way. And he shall not multiply wives for himself, or else his heart will turn away. Nor shall he greatly increase silver and gold for himself. Now it will be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law on a scroll in the presence of the Levitical priests. And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahweh his God, to carefully observe all the words of this law and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted up above his brothers, and that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right or to the left, so that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his sons in the midst of Israel. Chapter 18. The Levitical priests, the whole tribe of Levi, shall have no portion or inheritance with Israel. They shall eat of the offering to Yahweh by fire and of his inheritance, and they shall have no inheritance among their brothers. Yahweh is their inheritance, as he promised them. Now this shall be a legal judgment for the priests taken from the people. Those who offer a sacrifice, either an ox or a sheep, they shall give to the priest the shoulder and the two cheeks and the stomach. You shall give them the first fruits of your grain, your new wine and your oil, and the first shearing of your sheep. For Yahweh your God has chosen him and his sons from all your tribes, to stand to minister in the name of Yahweh all the days. Now if a Levite comes from any of your gates of the towns throughout Israel where he sojourns, and comes whenever he desires to the place which Yahweh chooses, then he shall minister in the name of Yahweh his God, like all his brothers the Levites who stand there before Yahweh. They shall eat equal portions, except what they receive from the sale of their father's estates. When you enter the land which Yahweh your God gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the abominations of these nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who practices soothsaying, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who is an enchanter, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who inquires of the dead. For whoever does these things is an abomination to Yahweh, and because of these abominations, Yahweh your God will dispossess them from before you. You shall be blameless before Yahweh your God. For those nations which you shall dispossess, listen to those who practice soothsaying and to diviners. But as for you, Yahweh your God has not allowed you to do so. Yahweh your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. You shall listen to him. This is according to all that you asked of Yahweh your God in Horeb on the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh my God. Let me not see this great fire anymore, or I will die. And Yahweh said to me, They have spoken well. I will raise up a prophet from among their brothers like you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it will be that whoever will not listen to my words which he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. But the prophet who speaks a word presumptuously in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or which he speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. Now you may say in your heart, How will we know the word which Yahweh has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of Yahweh, if the thing does not come about or come true, that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. And now Psalm 115. Psalm 115. There it is. All right. The 115th Psalm. Not to us, O Yahweh, not to us, but to your name give glory, because of your loving kindness, because of your truth. Why should the nations say, Where now is their God? But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. They have noses, but they do not smell. As for their hands, they do not feel. As for their feet, they do not walk. They do not make a sound with their throat. Those who make them will become like them, everyone who trusts in them. O Israel, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. You who fear Yahweh, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. Yahweh, remember us. He will bless. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear Yahweh, the small together with the great. May Yahweh give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed of Yahweh, who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the heavens of Yahweh, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. It is not the dead that praise Yah, and it is none of those who go down to silence. But as for us, we will bless Yah. From now until forever, praise Yah. And now Luke chapter 9. And calling the 12 together, he gave them power and authority over all the demons and to heal diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, Take nothing for your journey, neither staff, nor a bag, nor bread, nor money, nor have two tunics apiece. And whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that city. And as for those who do not receive you, as you go out from that city, shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. And departing, they were going throughout the villages, proclaiming the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed, because it was said by some that John had risen from the dead, and by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that one of the prophets of old had risen again. And Herod said, I myself had John beheaded, but who is this man about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. And when the apostles returned, they recounted to him all that they had done. Taking them with him, he slipped away by himself to a city called Bethsaida. But when the crowds became aware of this, they followed him. And welcoming him, he began speaking to them about the kingdom of God and curing those who had need of healing. Now the day was ending, and the 12 came and said to him, Send the crowd away, that they may go into the surrounding villages and countryside, and obtain lodging and find provisions, for here we are in a desolate place. But he said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless perhaps we go and buy food for all these people, for there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, have them sit down in groups of about 50 each. And they did so, and had them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, blessed them. And he broke them, and kept giving them to the disciples to set before the crowd. And they all ate and were satisfied, and the broken pieces which they had left over were picked up, 12 baskets full. And it happened that while he was praying alone, the disciples were with him, and he questioned them, saying, who do the crowds say that I am? And they answered and said, John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others that one of the prophets of old has risen again. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? And Peter answered and said, the Christ of God. But he warned them and directed them not to tell this to anyone, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised up on the third day. And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory, and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I say to you truthfully, there are some of those standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God. Now it happened some 8 days after these words, that taking along Peter and John and James, he went up on the mountain to pray. And it happened that while he was praying, the appearance of his face became different, and his clothing became white and gleaming. And behold, 2 men were talking with him, and they were Moses and Elijah, who, appearing in glory, were speaking of his departure, which he was about to fulfill in Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions had been overcome with sleep, and when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the 2 men standing with him. And it happened that as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 booths, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah, not realizing what he was saying. While he was saying this, a cloud formed and began to overshadow them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. Then a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent and reported to no one in those days any of the things which they had seen. Now it happened on the next day that when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met him. And behold, a man from the crowd shouted, saying, Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only one. And behold, a spirit seizes him, and he suddenly screams, and it throws him down into convulsions with foaming at the mouth. And only with difficulty does it leave him, mauling him as it leaves. And I begged your disciples to cast it out, and they could not. And Jesus answered and said, you unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and put up with you? Bring your son here. Now while he was still approaching, the demon slammed him to the ground and threw him into a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the boy and gave him back to his father. And they were all astonished at the majesty of God. But while everyone was marveling at all that he was doing, he said to his disciples, put these words into your ears, for the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. But they did not understand this statement, and it was concealed from them so that they would not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him about this statement. Now an argument started among them as to which of them might be the greatest. But Jesus, knowing what they were thinking in their hearts, took a child and stood him by his side, and said to them, whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you, this is the one who is great. And John answered and said, Master, We saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to hinder him because he does not follow along with us. But Jesus said to him, do not hinder him, for he who is not against you is for you. Now it happened that when the days for him to be taken up were soon to be fulfilled, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead of him, and they went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make arrangements for him. But they did not receive him, because he was journeying with his face toward Jerusalem. And when his disciple James and John saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? But he turned and rebuked them, and said, you do not know what kind of spirit you are of, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went on to another village. And as they were going along the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father. But he said to him, allow the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim everywhere the kingdom of God. Another also said, I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to say farewell to those at home. But Jesus said to him, no one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. This is the word of the Lord. Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the collect for grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, well, that's squirrel chatter for today. We're just going to get through our Bible reading. Tomorrow is Theology Thursday. We're going to be looking at Chapter 4, Paragraph 1 of the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith. And as always, our Bible reading from the Legacy Standard Bible. So that will again be, I'll be live tomorrow morning. So you can watch the live stream on Facebook or Twitter. And of course, the audio will be posted right here on the audio podcast after that's done. So glad to have you with us today. Remember, please, to do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. We'll see you again here tomorrow for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.